Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
This has never been about charity. This is about cold, hard American interest. It is in the United States' direct interest for authoritarians not to feel free to redraw maps by force.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he still hopes for a deal on aid to Ukraine paired with changes to border policy. Attacks from former President Donald Trump are putting the border negotiations in jeopardy, but Democrats say Republicans will have to decide if they want solutions or just an issue Trump can run on. A super PAC supporting former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is reportedly bringing in significant donations, and Haley herself is sounding defiant about the Republican nomination fight.
Bring it, Donald. Show me what you got.
Trump insulted Haley yesterday, and he posted on social media that anybody that makes a contribution to Bird Brain will be permanently banned from the MAGA camp. Former Trump spokesman Anthony Scaramucci calls that a sign of frustration.
This is really hurting Donald Trump. He knows that, which is why he's so frustrated and why he's launching all these threats.
Vermont progressive Bernie Sanders is growing increasingly vocal in his criticism of what he calls the extremist right-wing government in Israel.
Netanyahu government is continuing its military approach, which is both immoral and in violation of international law.
Democrats, including the White House, are pressing Bibi Netanyahu to allow Palestinian autonomy in Gaza after the war ends. The prime minister has previously opposed a two-state solution, but his popularity with the Israeli public has cratered. Ron DeSantis is accusing a University of Florida pro-Palestinian group of supporting terrorism. Justin Sadowski with the Council on American Islamic Relations says he's engaging in unconstitutional authoritarianism.
The governor of Florida has not only attempted to kick Students for Justice in Palestine off campus, but he's also threatened their members with expulsion and even criminal prosecution.
Missouri Governor Mike Parsons is bragging that the state's strict 8-week abortion ban is working as intended.
When I came to Jefferson City, nearly 8,000 elective abortions were performed annually in Missouri. And as I stand before you today, I am proud to report that number is zero.
The state doesn't allow exceptions for rape or incest. According to a study just published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, states that ban abortions without rape exceptions saw 64,000 pregnancies from sexual assault since Roe was overturned. Former Trump advisor Peter Navarro is headed to prison.
Even if they don't put me and Donald Trump in prison, they want to bankrupt us. They want to distract us from the mission.
I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.